It's the Steve Gruber Show. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. On this day back in 1992, Tears for Fears officially announced they had split up. A sad day for all of us, of course, but never fear, Tears for Fears, no pun intended, would eventually reunite in a tour last year all across the country. Tears for Fears officially splitting up on this day back in 1992. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. Very happy to be joined by Tim Carney, senior political columnist at the Washington Examiner. He has the front page story on the latest Examiner, Baby Bust, and his brand new book is out this week, Family Unfriendly, How Our Culture Made Raising Kids Much Harder Than It Needs to Be. Tim, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
We have just a short amount of time, and the book is so interesting. The idea that we have made raising kids harder than it needs to be, the idea that kids need to be in the traveling baseball squad, and we've got to take them to the best gymnastics, and we can't just let them play outside. There has to be structure all around them. We've got to prep them for the best college possible. When did that mindset begin, and when do you think it began affecting the way potential parents looked at children?
Well, and it also affects children, too. You see, the childhood anxiety is an epidemic, according to all the experts, and they pin it on a lack of what you called just playing outside, unstructured, unsupervised play. I think it really started ramping up in the 1990s, but probably a little bit before then. One way I put it in Family Unfriendly is that once parenthood went from being kind of what you do, like you finish school, you get married, you have kids, that's, you can opt out, but that's what you do. Now it's this, it's postponed, it's agonized over, it's deliberated, it's part of intentional living. Maybe you explicitly choose among all the options in life to be a parent, then it becomes this much more burdensome, heavy thing. And then adults are more likely to put it off and say, that looks too hard. I don't think I can take the kids to travel sports. I don't think I can afford all the tutoring. I don't think I can give them the best of everything. And they don't consider that maybe they can let their kids run the neighborhood and have fun hanging out with their next door neighbors.
There was a front page story on in the Chicago Tribune about a week ago, featuring, you know, half dozen Chicago area residents who were, we're not having children. We're afraid of what having children will do to the environment. We've been told the climate is, you know, the planet's dying, the climate is terrible. And if we have a child, we are, introducing them into a world that may not last until they die. And having children, in fact, helps to kill the planet. And of course, the main person, they had pictures of him riding a skateboard, because that's the guy, of course, who doesn't want kids, the guy who's still riding a skateboard at 31 years old or whatever it might be. But this idea, Tim, that by having children, you're contributing to the end of the world, people actually believe this now, and cite it as being a reason.
It is. It's very often cited among younger millennials and among Generation Z. And what I argue in my book is that that's almost a totem, that there really is a guilt and a fear, more guilt than fear, but that the guilt is a lot broader than your greenhouse gas emissions and the CO2 that you breathe out or comes out of your tailpipe. The guilt is a real belief that we're not good. It's widespread. I did the research. I did the interviews. I went all around the country. And a lot of young people, they kind of think humans were a mistake. And that's rooted, that's connected to what we were talking about earlier, the achievement obsession. If your idea of a human being is just what you accomplish, your goods that you do minus the bads that you do, and if you don't value things like how walking with a little kid down the street makes everybody else smile, but you're looking at it from this materialistic perspective, and again, greenhouse gas emissions, litter, you say humans on average are bad. And so that is, it's tied to our secularizing society. It's tied to our materialistic values. It's tied to this whole idea of autonomy as the only possible good. And so relationships get shoved out the window. It really is. It sounds crazy if you don't know somebody who believes it. But if you talk to young people, you will find out what I found out, which is a lot of them really do talk this way about climate and humans being bad.
Tim Carney with us for another couple of minutes. Family Unfriendly, the new book, Family Unfriendly. Many people complain it's become unaffordable to have kids. You say that's not a made-up complaint. It is expensive in some ways to have kids. Are there policies we should be considering, changes that might be made to encourage people both to have kids and to let them know, hey, it's not so bad. You could manage.
Now, I have six kids, and so if there were a massive quadrupling of the child tax credit, I would benefit from it, but that's not the sort of thing I argue for. The main way in which it's less affordable today for a millennial, young millennial to start a family than it was 20 years ago when the birth rate was higher is that housing in the last 3 years has gone through the roof.
Mm-hmm.
So the policy fix there is to allow people to build more housing. Right now, there's so many regulations that get in the way of what's called the starter home. My first home when my wife and I got married, when we were expecting our first, it was like 900 square feet, but it had a backyard, and it was perfect for us, and it allowed us to sort of get on the ladder of family formation. Right now, builders say regulations make it totally cost ineffective to do that. A lot of zoning laws prevent people from building duplexes. A lot of people don't like the idea of a duplex, you know, a two-unit house right next to them, but that's exactly what people need. And then in general, the other policies I would say, to go back to letting kids run around, you need to have sidewalks, bike trails, playgrounds, not for hipsters to get to their local cocktail bar. That sort of walkability doesn't interest me. But kid walkability, kid bikeability, that makes family life easier and more affordable, because instead of paying for travel sports, say, hey, here's a bike for $100. Go ride around the neighborhood. Come back when the streetlights turn on.
Tim Carney's new book, Family Unfriendly, How Our Culture Made Raising Kids Much Harder Than It Needs to Be. That's out now. He also has the front page cover story at the Washington Examiner this week. Baby Bust, with an excerpt from the book. You can check it out there as well. And on X, formerly Twitter, at T.P. Carney. Tim, thanks so much for joining us here on the Steve Gruber Show.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Tim Carney, the new book, Family Unfriendly. We are speeding through all 3 hours of the Steve Gruber Show. Back to wrap up this edition in just a moment.
Michigan Chamber, we're on a mission to help job providers and entrepreneurs succeed. When Michigan businesses can grow and thrive, so do our families, communities, and local economies. We're here to protect, to connect, and to strengthen. That means powerful advocacy from our top-ranked lobbying team, virtual and in-person events to make connections and support your learning and training needs, and proven product and services to help save you time and money. Join with us. We're stronger together.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber or how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Pure Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.